underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they need the color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mom.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Dana! We made it through Christmas. All the
Now we gotta make it through New Year's.
Yeah, but, Won't you tell them some of the movies you got for Christmas?
Well, Steve got me 3 movies. He got me the Evil Dead Steelbook, which I really don't need another copy of Evil Dead, but the Steelbook's awesome. So, and he got me and it's Blu-ray too, by the way.
Everything's Blu-ray.
Yeah, and Steve got me The Big Chill, the Criterion Blu-ray. Which is awesome. I was watching some of the extras last night. And Demons 2 on Blu-ray from Synapse, right?
Yeah. And Dana got me the 40th anniversary of Enter the Dragon, which I haven't watched. But it's got some cool little extras. It's got a patch.
Steve was going on and on about that extra stuff.
That was cool. Little booklets and like other stuff. So, I mean, I want to dig into that at some point, maybe this Sunday. Watched a few movies. Watched the Dana got the Christmas Evil Blu-ray, which I don't.
It's a 4K transfer.
Was you impressed by the transfer?
It's the best I've ever seen Christmas Evil look, I'll say that.
Right, so, you know.
And Vinegar Syndrome put it out, so.
Yeah, I mean,
It wasn't like Trump put it out.
Yeah. So. That, you know, I fell asleep. I was so dead tired, but what I saw of it, it looked good. But now, you know, I don't know if I would say it looked great.
But I think they got it looking as good as it's ever going to look.
So, another one we watched a little bit, most of it today, which we didn't finish it up, was a Shockwaves Blu-ray transfer, which, I mean, it looks good. But it's not, it doesn't, it looks like kind of a really good DVD, I don't think.
Like a upscale DVD.
Well, I mean, it's, nothing's jumping out at you as far as detail or anything like that, but again, we don't know, you know.
It was pretty soft around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but.
But again, maybe that's the best I can do.
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling, but I just think that some of them just say, we, you know, let's put it on DVD, even though this would make a solid DVD, maybe, but we're not going to do that because we know people want it on Blu-ray, and then you get it, and you're going to be a little disappointed, think everything's going to turn out like Raw Force from the seeing it on VHS, then finally seeing it cleaned up and widescreen,
and everything's not going to look like zombie.
Yeah, I mean,
zombie looks so good. I had to go back and watch it again.
So,
I got a funny story to tell about the Silent Night Deadly Night Blu-ray that I got. Now I know.
Yeah, we watched it. Dana got the Silent Night Deadly Night Blu-ray.
People are going to say, "Why in the hell did you get the Silent Night Deadly Night?"
It's $10.
Well, it was $10. And it does have a different commentary, because I don't think the DVD set didn't have commentary, really, per se. It had an audio interview with the director, Charles Sellier, but I don't think it had any commentary. This has, like, commentary with the producers. One of my dogs is showing his teeth, Bring. But anyway, the producers were talking about the uncut footage that's spliced in there that they didn't even care to fix when they put it out on Blu-ray. But what was so hilarious is I'm hearing the producers and, like, the guy that did the music and stuff, they're all saying, "This looks really bad. I hope they don't put it out like this." And that's exactly what they did. But it's pretty funny when the guys doing the commentary are talking about how bad some of the footage looks. But anyway, that was just a little side
note. And then we did a commentary for the movie that's on the Roku channel. Exclusively, if you will.
It's exclusive to the Roku channel?
Yeah. But, No, it's not on the Roku channel. I'm sorry.
No, it's on Deadpool.
Yeah, it's just the audio, the MP3 file. I'm sorry. There's a Death Proof that's on there now.
It's on Roku?
Underneath the secret stash. I'm thinking about putting Roadhouse on there for New Year's, so maybe you check back and look underneath the secret stash and see if there's
Roadhouse is one of Steve's all-time favorite movies.
Yeah. Speaking of Shockwaves, there it is.
Yeah. I have the DVD of this, which I haven't watched in a long time, so I can't recall how decent it looked. I'd have to watch it again.
But, watch the interview.
I watched some of it.
Well,
what do you think about what's your take on the controversy surrounding that movie? You think they get these?
To be honest with you, it does. Even though it's really a screwy comedy kind of thing, it also they also go over some of the things that's going on in Korea. So maybe
you think that
they make him look like a fool. Which, I mean, that's usually every movie about that guy makes him look like a fool. Well, this one kind of makes him like a crybaby because trying to impress his dead father. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know.
So do you think Kim needs to just chill out, suck it up, deal with it?
I don't know.
Instead of just threatening people? I hope he don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, he'll bomb us.
he'll bomb our house.
But anyway, it's funny. It's what you expect. I mean, if you've seen This Is the End, it's kind of like that. And of course,
and James Franco has to be in every movie that.
Well, I think
that his face.
He comes off as a weirdo, but I mean, I know it's his character, but.
He's weird and everything.
It's almost like he's playing himself, but, you know, whatever. It's funny. It's a funny kind of movie. It's got some really outrageous stuff in it.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I just think I'm getting burnt out on that style of comedy. I think it's time to, you know, because you had sex comedies, like, in the 70s and 80s, and then you had, like, more extreme sex comedies when American Pie came out and stuff. And now, comedies just in general are just so crass. Every one of them is like, what did they say? They had to say, fuck, I don't know how many times before they got into the movie, and then it kind of leveled off a little bit. But they were just saying all kinds of stuff, and again, I'm not a prude, but there's only so much of that you can put in
a
movie before it ceases to be funny anymore.
She's a prude.
It's like, what do they call that? Dick and fart jokes. There's only so many of those you can tell before it gets really old and stale and stuff. And I think Seth Rogen and what's the other guy?
James Franco?
No. The other guy that works with Seth Rogen. Well, there's another guy I know. I know there's another guy.
Dang it, please.
All right, but these two guys have made a lot of movies, and they have Jess Franco in them, or James Franco in them. Anyway, I know there's another guy, and Steve won't tell me who it is.
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, I watched something else today. I can't remember.
What did you watch today?
It was that one. It was a HD movie.
Oh, I got To All a Good Night also.
Yeah.
On Blu-ray. Although Steve thinks that I didn't need to get
that. Oh, yeah. I watched In Like Flint. It was the transfer from Twilight Time.
Yeah, but I don't think like that transfer was exceptional either.
There were some spots.
Well, the colors and stuff were bright, but
yeah, I mean, this is not like, I mean, it's not considered a classic or anything. It's just, you know, it's just a little James Bond spoof. And there were certain parts of it looked really good and really detailed and stuff, but you know, I'm not going. It's a fun movie, and like I say, I used to see it.
And Lee J. Cobb was in it.
I watched it, you know, James Colburn is a super spy, and...
And I don't understand why he's got all these women.
Because he said, I don't try to compete with them, whatever that means. I don't know
what that means. But he had a short-sleeved turtleneck.
Yeah, sweater, so yeah.
And he talks to dolphins.
Yeah, it's a funny movie, and
he's too smart for his own.
And it's just a good movie. I liked it a lot. I like those two movies a lot, those Flint movies. And then we just finished what? Oh, The Thing with Two Heads with Rosie Grier and Ray Milland in 1972,
which was pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a weird movie too because I've wanted to see it and I've had it for a long time, but the damn thing is like, takes a good 20 minutes or so to get going, and then there's a 20-minute motorcycle chase.
With cop cars.
And then there's a 20 more minutes or something, and that's it. So it's kind of a weird thing. It doesn't really do a lot of, you know, it's just kind of there and it's gone. But
yeah, I don't even know if it was 90 minutes.
I'd say it was close. It was 85, 80, you know, 80-something.
But you're talking about an early 70s movie.
Well, you know, those movies were meant to be played. That's back when they had double features.
Mm-hmm.
So they always did stuff like that. But, big fan. Of something.
Huh?
I don't know.
What?
I'm messing around.
Steve was like he was thinking.
But, you know, there's some movies I want to watch, and I'm finally going to watch Slaughter Hotel tomorrow, whether Dana's here or not.
Well, Dana's at work tomorrow.
So, I'm going to watch on that. So, we'll be back after this.
Okay, bye. I'm still trying to figure out who works with Seth Rogen.
Alright, everybody.
Total idea! What the fuck do you hope to accomplish with that? What are you hoping to accomplish with that? What, are you gonna pay me back? If you do that, it's over! It's over now! Fuck you! How dare you act like such a bitch when I'm being so fucking nice!
I did not blame you.
You said I was mean. You were fucking annoyed at me. For what reason?
What?
I did nothing but be nice to you.
What?
I've done nothing but be nice to you.
I didn't blame you last night.
What are you little bitch this morning for?
I wasn't doing anything.
What did I do? And you said, oh, also earlier today, you, oh, never mind. What the fuck were you going to say?
I wasn't going to say what any earlier today. It's just, I was going to say what last night, that's all.
Why, because I let you sleep? That's my fucking mistake. I should have woke you up and said, fucking blow me, bitch. I should have fucking woken you up and said, blow me. You would have liked that better, yeah? You need the goddamn sleep.
We were supposed to go to jacuzzi, and you said you have to wait for something.
So why did you have to wait?
You said...
You go to the goddamn jacuzzi.
I'm afraid. It's dark outside.
Fuck it.
I just waited for you. I waited and waited till I fell asleep, and then...
Waited and waited. Like 2.5 fucking minutes. You're fucking snoring. Don't you dare wait. You're blaming me right now. Now I'm blaming you. You went to sleep.
I don't blame you.
I deserve to be blown first before the fucking jacuzzi. Until I burn the goddamn house down. But blow me first. How dare you? How fucking dare you? You wanted the number of my therapist? Don't you ever speak to him! Find your own goddamn therapist! Because you have problems more than me.
You need medication.
And you had to fucking push my buttons. And it is not going to work with us. It's not! I can't get like this anymore! And you know you're doing it! And you're a liar! And you're dishonest! And you're fucked up! So you stay the fuck away from me. Take care of your fucking son, and I better have my daughter. I just want my daughter and a maid. It's a lot less fucking trouble. They clean up after themselves. They make your goddamn bed, which you did not. You don't have to worry about emotional blackmail or any of the other bullshit that you put me through. I just need a nice woman to look after my beautiful daughter. I don't have to fuck her already. You're a pain in the ass. You're a pain in my ass. Stop being that. You're a pain in my ass. Nothing but...
Eve, Dana.
Yeah, but it ain't got late yet. It's just a little bit after 4.
Yeah. Oh.
We're hoping Steve can make it to the night.
We watched a pretty good werewolf movie, Last Phases.
Oh, yeah.
And it had
Was it Last Phases or Late Phases?
Late.
Okay. It had a bunch of... Well, I guess big names in the horror movie industry. Caitlin O'Haney was on it. Lance Guest. Who else was in it, Steve?
Tom Noonan.
Yeah, Tom Noonan was in it. Tina Louise was in it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Hopefully Tina Louise will never hear this. But Tina Louise doesn't look very good nowadays.
I mean, she's got to be in.
I mean, she's old, but she looks like she's had some kind of surgeries or something, and it doesn't look good on her.
Yeah.
when they first showed her on the movie, her lips looked like they'd been pumped up with collagen or something. It looked like she'd had Botox treatments. It was awful.
This is a weird one about an older guy that's going in a retirement community. So it's got a lot of older people.
He's
so,
blind, and so yeah. He has a service dog.
He's blind, and so it's kind of strange. Just, you know, instead of a bunch of young people, it's older people who they populate it with a lot of actors who are pretty seasoned. And then the effects were by Robert Kurtzman,
mm-hmm.
and they're all practical effects.
Yeah, so it looked really good. It looked like American Werewolf in London times, or Silver Bullet, or something, or maybe even The Howling, even, you know, those kind of effects, which are the ones I like. I don't like CG effects, especially when it comes to somebody changing into something else.
Yeah. So I've watched a few movies without Dana, because she had to work the last couple of days.
I think they watched quite a few.
I watched a 1987 movie called Fight to Win with Cynthia Roderick, and I don't know, that was my first movie I was
That was before. Your kickoff movie.
And it wasn't very good. And then the second one was not so not very good. I'm hitting the dog in the head with it, my...
I don't think she
noticed. But anyway, the giallo called The Man with Icy Eyes. It was kind of funny because it was taking place in Arizona.
That's weird.
And Barbara Boucher was in it.
I figured Steve would love that, Barbara Boucher.
Yeah, she also showed her boobs, so it was nice. But,
did she show anything
else? No. But, what's his face? Antonio Sabata was in it, and of course they were obviously dubbed. And then you had Victor Bruno was in it, and then Keenan Wayans, he's an old actor.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think
He was in it, and I was like, no, there's no way this is in Arizona. It looked like freaking Rome or something. But according to the IMDb, they filmed it in Arizona, but it just didn't... And there's really... This movie is really, to me, very uneventful. I just thought it was kind of boring.
No creative murder set pieces?
No.
Really?
No.
Usually that's a hallmark of a jail.
I mean, he's a reporter, and he's reporting on somebody. Some senator gets killed. And they think he was killed because of certain reasons. And I just thought it was boring. I actually did fall asleep a little bit in the middle of it. But, I mean, I was expecting this the one dude, his name's like Ivan Romanoff or something like that, who has these big blue eyes. He's in some other giallo. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought he was the guy. I never did see the guy with the icy eyes, so I don't know what the deal is.
I figured that was the one that was doing the killing.
Yeah, but I mean, I just never... the ending kind of showed who was at least partly responsible for the killing. It wasn't anybody with icy eyes, in my opinion, but like I fell asleep.
Our buddy Darren Burroughs wanted to know
yeah.
what your thoughts
were. I didn't think it was very good, that's to be honest.
So there you go.
Yeah. And then next up was over an 18-month waiting period for this one was the documentary Search for Weiwei. I contributed to the Kickstarter. And
we've got to go back and find out if Steve's in the credits.
Yeah, because I was supposed to get in the credits or have a picture of me in it. But anyway, it was very good. It was surprisingly how well it looked. I mean, I know cameras and everything is really good, but... it just seemed like these two guys, Andrew, I can't remember his last name. Like,
I guess they're really dedicated.
Well, I mean, he wanted to know because he ran Australia or New Zealand's Wild and Woolly. It was called Trash Video, and so he ran that for many years. And he said he loved For Your Height Only, and that kind of was his go to movie. And so he went over there and. For a while, he wouldn't be able to find nobody. Then all of a sudden, things just started clicking. He met a guy in the parking lot of the Philippine archives, and he was actually the editor on all the Weiwei movies.
Wow.
And, of course, he edited everything. So that kind of opened up the door, and he met a bunch of other actors, and he actually got invited to the 83rd birthday of Amila Marcos, the former First Lady of the Philippines, which is a kind of a wild thing, because they were sitting right next to her, the table over, and instead of saying they were doing a documentary on Wei Wei, she said, "This is the press." And they had people doing dancing and all kinds of craziness. But Wei Wei was brought to he visited the capital, and everybody liked him because he's so cute and he was funny. And I remember they had like a Philippines, the Marcoses created this Manila, or it was a Filipino film festival. And everybody came from all around the world. A bunch of actors. I forgot. It was a bunch of, George Hamilton was there. I know I saw him. This is like in 82 or something.
Well, he was young.
Yeah.
Or younger.
But one of the only movies that sold there was For Your Height Only. And everybody was kind of freaking out. That's why they had like all these important dramas and stuff like that nobody wanted. But they made a fortune off of that one movie.
Well, what's the one we watched?
That was it.
That was the one we watched with Wei Wei in it?
Yeah.
Okay. I liked it.
Well, there was one before that it's been lost.
Oh.
That was the original one, and this was the sequel. But
I liked when Wei Wei kept coming in there and talking to those women that were... He managed to get a lot of women in the...
Well, in real life, that's all he wanted.
Really?
Well, there's one guy he was talking. He said he was back in those days. He ran into him. He goes, "Yeah, I got five girlfriends, and I can't keep up with them." and of course, Wei Wei, if not nobody knows, he was like 2'9". He was a little bitty miniature person. But the documentary is really cool. I mean, of course, you find out it's a little sad what happened to Wei Wei. He only lived to be around 30, 32, 35, something like that. He had a heart attack, but in the end...
I just wonder if it wasn't to do with the...
Well, I mean, he could have had a normal-sized heart, but you would think that would be good, but I don't know. But, you know, it was just it's a very good documentary, and of course, you want to go see some of these movies. I think... Really, they're mostly on YouTube. A few of them are, so you could watch For Your Height Only, The Impossible Kid is another sequel to that one, and then there's The Wild World of Wei Wei and The Wild West Wei Wei and all kinds of.
Well, in like For Your Height Only and stuff, wasn't he like a secret agent?
He was 00.
Yeah.
Or 00, or I don't know, but and it's. It was, like I say, that was my first experience with Kickstarter. And I mean, I wasn't mad or anything, but I did like kind of go, you know, because the movie was promised last year. And I was like,
I guess they were trying to make it evidently as good as it could be.
Well, the version I got kind of says like 2013 or something like that, or March of this year, but I don't know, March of this year. But, you know, he's been taking it all over the world at these film festivals. So, but, you know, finally got it, which I knew I was going to get it, but I just didn't know when. So that was a long wait.
And Steve periodically would ask the guy.
Yeah.
He'd send him emails.
And he would respond back saying, "Hey, it's, you know, kind of busy, kind of around the world." And this morning I watched an Italian Star Wars ripoff called The Humanoid.
I watched some parts of it.
Kind of a longest hour 34 I ever had, because, I mean, it kind of gets boring. The Humanoid is Richard Kiel. He's a space pilot, and they somehow...
The bad guys take him over.
Though they crash him on a planet, and he's got like a robot dog, and he goes back in his ship, which is in the water... And then they shoot a missile that's got some kind of mutagenic agent.
And that mutates his cells.
And mutates him into like a super being. And he's like, indestructible and stuff. And then they control him. And it's and Barbara Bach's in it with like wild hairstyles.
She said her hair's crimped. This weird.
Yeah. And I think Arthur Kennedy's in it, who was in like Living Dead at the Manchester Morgue.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I'm just not. I wasn't. It was okay, but it was like super long.
And I said this thing is. It's as bad as long as Star Wars, and Steve said, no, it only seems to be.
And then we went out to eat and came back, and we were watching, or finished up watching the HD of version of the Wraith from 86.
Which, to be honest, I think this is only the second time I've seen the Wraith. The first time was like a DVD, a cheap DVD copy that I got, or it was an original.
Well, they released it on DVD, like a... I was down in Prestonsburg, so I don't know. Remember, I think that was for Dark Woods, so I got it there at their Walmart, and watched it. But that was the last time I've watched it, so it's been a few years.
Oh yeah, y'all made a trip to the
Walmart there. Yeah. So it's been a few years since I've watched it, and definitely in HD, it's you know a lot more detailed. Unfortunately, it's not on Blu-ray; it's just out there. So. Maybe it's on Vudu, I don't know, but anyway, it's good enough. So, I'm going to pick another movie and see how it goes, Dana.
And shortly, I'm going to fix Steve and I some spaghetti. We're going to have an Italian New Year's Eve supper.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to pull an Italian movie or something.
But
we'll be back after this.
Bye.
Before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Movie update, Dana.
Yeah, are we gonna talk about what we just watched?
Well, watched the Wraith in HD. Did you watch some of that?
Yeah, I did. I watched the majority of it.
I think it's a real cool afternoon movie. It's got a great soundtrack. I used to have the soundtrack on cassette. Used to play it all the time.
Cassettes.
Yep.
I have to think about what those were. It's been so long.
They were small 8-tracks.
Yeah. I know what they were.
But, yeah, I got the movie on DVD, but and it looks, you know, that was the best transfer so far, but the HD transfer is pretty good.
Yeah, and it was good to see it again, because I bought, like, I think I got this out of the $5 bin at Walmart. I got the
Platinum
release, no extras or anything like that on there, but... I remember liking it, but for some reason I only watched it one time after I got it, so it was good to revisit it again, because it's a really cool little movie.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird to think that Clint Howard's, he's like 20, he's not even 30, he's like 27 in this movie. And, I mean, he was on Star Trek and everything. He was like a really freaking little kid. He was only 5 years old maybe between 5 and 7 or 8 when he was on Star Trek.
I think he was on the Andy Griffin Show, was like a baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, and plus you got the Turbo Interceptor car, which was a Dodge. Cool. prototype that, of course, never got around being...
Was that the one that Charlie Sheen's
got? Yeah. Yeah. That... There's forever I used to listen to some of that soundtrack music when I was at the gym.
We had a lot of, you know, cool people and bands on there. I know Ozzy Osbourne was there.
Yeah, Secret Loser, which I think that was on his album at the time, too. But, I mean, but you know, there's other music that I really liked. I think something like Tim Freeland or something like that. I thought maybe he was with Styx or something, but I don't know. He's got a cool song, but after that we watched a little bit of Roadhouse with the commentary by us.
Yeah.
Off the Roku channel.
Which you can go to the Dead Pit Roku channel and
For next week or so.
Yeah. Is it under the Secret Stash?
Secret Stash 1 and 2.
Okay.
And you can listen to Death Proofs on 1. Now, the audio is a little off on Roadhouse, at least as far as the movie audio.
I don't know, for anybody that's never tried to sync up commentaries with the movie, it's kind of difficult.
Well, on Death Proof, there is no audio, I don't think, from the movie.
Oh, okay.
So that wasn't a big deal.
Okay. But when we have the audio up when we're watching it where you can hear it, it's hard to, like, match up the actual video with the audio that was playing when we were doing the commentary and also get everything synced up with what we were talking about on the screen. So it's not an easy task to do.
And after kind of piddling around, finally settled on riff track of Nightmare at Noon.
Which I've never seen, but that was interesting.
With Wings Hauser.
George Kennedy's
in it.
And,
which
Bo
Hopkins.
Yeah, Bo Hopkins.
Which George Kennedy, after checking, is still alive. He's like 90 years old. He was born in 1924, so he just he's 90 years old.
And we lost Edward Herman.
Yeah. The master vampire from Lost Boys.
Yeah. Which makes him want to go back and watch Lost Boys again.
But...
he was 71, I think.
But, on happier news, we're going to watch the New Year's Evil, which next year we'll have a Blu-ray, because it's coming out in 2 months.
Why? I have to bring this up. Why is it coming out in February?
Maybe
it's
not...
somebody answer that question
for me. Well, yeah, that's vinegar syndrome. I think that, you know, somebody like them is like... it's either...
well, Vinegar Syndrome put Christmas Evil out, and they put it out before Christmas.
Well, obviously, this had more work to be done, I guess. So, but, anyway, watch some Christmas Evil and see what happens.
And hopefully Steve can stay away.
I'm in energy drinking, like, mold.
Well, we got some rock stars in the refrigerator.
Yeah, we're going crazy. We'll be back after these thingamabobs.
Come on, big 12, don't catch yourself. I'm in.
Jordan, man.
That's Shadow's biggest hit, New Year's Evil.
Probably their only hit.
I don't know what happened to them or Made in Japan.
Made in Japan. Was there any other bands that played on here?
No, they all suck.
They were, like I said, third-rate punk bands.
So we don't have the Blu-ray yet because it's not out, but I found this on YouTube, and it's actually a better copy than what I have.
So we watched this version.
Yeah, so... I've seen this. I mean, I've seen it the last couple of years.
Steve watches it.
This is like the third time.
Unfortunately, Steve has to watch it every New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
He's with me.
Rock group Shadow is made up of Ray Leonard, John P., Richard Miller, and Clifford White. I couldn't say they're Made in Japan is Bob Aza and Anthony Fry, Tony Scalise, David Cotterling, and then Barry Paul.
That song was called The Cooler.
Yeah. I thought it was the Coolo.
And there was a song called Suicide Waves, I think.
The Coolo, Dana.
Oh, God.
The Chulo? What is it? The Chulo?
Steve's just making up stuff.
But, man, what a movie.
Canon Films put this out. And didn't you say that the Blu-ray was either going to have an interview or something with the... Turner Classic Movies. The one that played Blaze in the movie?
Yeah, Blaze.
Yeah, that Roz Kelly.
Yeah, she's in there, but she don't have no red hair no more.
It's blonde.
There we go, the signal.
Gosh.
Oh, hell yeah.
They don't really make any, there's no question about who the killer is. They don't try to keep that secret or anything.
And also, don't ever go on eBay when you're watching this movie. Look for the poster, because I ended up buying it. Even though
Steve wants the poster because it's cool.
I just now noticed that guy, he does look like the killer, don't he?
Yeah.
It's his face. I always thought it was a different... But anyway, I got the poster. Coming hopefully by next Friday.
Well, we can display it for
next
year.
So, what's the best movie you've seen this year, Dana?
The best movie I saw this year out of everything? Probably Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's my pick. Because it was, I want to watch it with the 3D. We got the 3D.
Because I don't. Did we actually go and watch any horror movies this year at the movies?
No, I can't remember.
I mean, there was a lot of crap that Steve
was
watched here at home.
Insidious come out, Chapter 2 come out this year? That was horrible.
I can't recall.
I don't remember.
Oh, well, we watched...
Devil's Due.
Was Devil's Due this year?
I don't know.
I can't
remember. You like that, but you're the only one.
I must be the only person on the planet that like Devil's Due, because everybody says they hated it. People got up and walked out of the movie theater when Steve and I went to see it. But I don't know why. I still don't understand why there's so much hate for that movie, because there's a whole lot more shittier movies than that.
Yeah.
That people said, oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And Annabelle was this year, and... That was okay.
I didn't like it.
But it was no Conjuring.
No, there's no way. We can tell who's the freaking... The direction is what made... It seems like it makes that movie, and James Wan touched it, and I don't think he had anything to do. Maybe he produced this, which means he didn't do anything.
I thought the idea was to go and make more movies about the
war. There was a lawsuit...
Oh, was that what the problem was?
Because somebody said they owned all the stories, which I don't know, but I don't know.
Well, see, they're doing that because are both of the Warrens passed away now?
No, Lorraine.
Lorraine's still living?
I'm pretty sure.
I knew her husband was already passed away.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's the Silent Night, Deadly Night theme.
Oh, shit, that's a stupid song.
That Santa's watching. Santa's creeping song. What the heck is that?
It's wrestling.
Oh. I didn't know. I almost thought it was some kind of porno or something or other.
But, I don't know. I guess that's it, Dana. That's it for this year.
Well, we've got approximately 30 minutes before the actual New Year's.
Yep.
So what are we going to do with that last 30 minutes?
I'm going to watch some trailers. And then we'll...
You're not going to turn it on to watch the ball drop?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be doing that, and we hope our Dead Pit buddies are having a safe New Year's Eve.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the...
Don't we, Steve?
Yeah.
We were supposed to hang out with them, but Steve and I made other plans.
Yeah.
To have a less wild... Yeah, holiday.
Mild.
Yeah, it was a mild one.
So, see you next year.
Bye.
Hey, I'm even.